Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers five times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code unfiltered for 15% off.
I think part of you has to be so fucking determined. I don't just think you can wish for things. I think you have to actually, in your core, believe that you're worthy of it. Yeah. And that you deserve it.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
Jose.
Live from Los Angeles, California.
Your tummy looks very small right now.
It feels really big. Small. Big.
Really?
Yeah. I think the other scale works here. I'm going to check that out.
No, don't.
No, because I told you at the one at the other room.
It was.
The scale, when you look down on it, the scale was actually called THINNER.
Thinner. That's ridiculous.
And the battery was broken.
That's redonkulous. Still on the WW journey.
And yeah, I'm actually feeling good today. I mean, I feel like... We ate good things last night for dinner?
Yeah, we sure did. More vegetables. We haven't had a proper meal here.
Yeah.
We need to sit down and have a proper meal.
I want white fish.
Okay, you want white fish. I don't know what the fuck white fish
like
is.
Like just drowned in butter, like a sea bass in butter. You know what I mean?
No, I don't like a sea bass. Fisher.
Fisher?
Look, you're a fisherman. Sea bass, you know, sea bass drowned in butter. What the fuck is sea bass and a white fish? And no one knows what a white fish is. White fish. Tell me what a white fish is. Like sea bass.
Gray one. Also, sea bass actually has an ugly name and they renamed it sea bass to be more attractive.
But there's pink fish, white fish.
Well, yeah. White flaky fish.
Why don't they call it pink fish? I'm going to have pink fish tonight. That's a pussy.
Pink taco.
Pink fish.
Do you know that our, one of our managers, like, works with Pink Taco? The chain.
Wow.
That's actually why he's in Miami, because they were opening up a new store in Miami and they got Snoop Dogg to come. Do you see the stories?
No.
It was for a new Pink Taco in Miami.
I loved Pink Taco.
I've never tried it.
In Vegas, I did it.
Is it good?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Well, I was in Vegas. That's you don't remember much, you know, babe?
So we're in LA right now. So, okay, so we're filming this in LA, but when you guys will hear this, we'll be home. But what we did was... We had the opportunity to come to LA for the awards, which right now you'll know if we won or lost. I'm sure it's a loss.
Yeah, for sure.
But it's such an insignificant category that they're giving it out.
It is not an insignificant category. It's actually...
Well, then why are they not doing it on stage?
I think because they have to do the best female, the best male. They can't do every... It's really only... It's only an hour show. Like, it's not like a three-hour televised...
We should televise it. Live.
Okay. Like, I think it's really, boring. Like, tight to the puss.
Okay, tight to the puss. So, but when we were here, we're like, all right, so we're obviously, we have, now that you've heard this, we've met with all of the major TV networks pitching a show, which, I mean, the show seems great. You know what? The other thing is, I noticed that when we're pitching it to the people, it's not complicated for them to understand what the show would look like.
Yeah.
Which is nice. Because yeah. I feel like sometimes they're like, wait, then what would happen? And what would...
And then they say, like, what's the pillar of the... And I'm like, what? Yeah. I have no idea what you're talking about right now.
But the people do. You know, they all speak the same language. So that's good. And then we also thought, while we're here, so many people that we've met online in this community live in LA. So why not...
Start a new podcast. A YouTube series, really, is what it is.
And it's going to be fun. And it's like interviewing. And a lot of these people, most of them have like been on Ellen, been on Good Morning with the Tish. Like they've done the whole gamut.
Yeah.
And now why not bring them into our weird hotel room and video setup and do a thing. And they all say yes.
I know.
We must like, I don't know if it's the blue check or that we seem like unalarming or frightening.
I think that they know where there's like, it's a good move.
It's a good move.
You know what? Why not go meet those two crazy cuckoos out of my demographic?
Yeah. And by the way, everyone we're meeting is men. Not a parent.
And not a parent. Well, no. Ed is.
Oh, truth. Yeah. I wonder if Lewis is going to have kids. I can't ask, right?
No.
I can't say. I can't say, would you like to be a father one day?
No.
Why?
I just think it's like it's a question that's off the realm now.
Right. You're not allowed anymore. Got it.
You're not allowed anymore. I mean, I don't care. You can ask. But there might be problems. She might not want to. He might want to. It's like asking someone if they've had sex, which you did last night.
And he didn't answer, but he has, right?
I think he's...
We interviewed Colton last night. We met him a year ago. It's been a year since we've seen him. He is just as lovely as he has. No fucking ego. No, like, I'm a... Like, it's like, it's almost like I feel like he's a feminist.
He is very much.
Yeah.
And very much pro women and mom. Yeah. And, like, I don't think he feels comfortable saying it because Cassie's part of the equation.
That's what he said. Because it's not like it could be any girl. It's talking about her.
Yeah.
So it's not for him to say, but at this point... Can you imagine us being like, I don't want to tell people if we're having sex or not? We talk about it all the time.
We're married. You're allowed to. It's different.
So weird.
It's so, just because you have a ring on it. And then we went into blowjobs and I'm like, same, same, and porn. And wow, it was a great one. Yeah. It's going to be coming soon, real soon on YouTube. And then we'll put it on so you guys can audio listen to it too.
Yeah. And we'll have filmed 4 episodes by the time we leave here. 4, if not more.
4 or 5.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
It's great. Yeah.
No, it's going to be fun. So, LA is awesome. We really like it here.
I will have to say, I really didn't think about it, but we are in such a different place since we last released our 2 podcasts. And we got so many messages about it being like, girls, like, you're not happy, blah, blah, blah. And in hindsight, that wasn't actually the case. It was something in the company that we had to do to restructure to feel like we are back in control again. And what we have learned by talking to everybody and hearing and actually being present in our company is that you can't step back, not for a second.
And, you know, even like I always find we met with our agent, Bree, who is an agent at WME, and she's fabulous. And I feel like everything she says always makes sense, you know?
And poignant.
And it's poignant, but she's simple with her words.
Yeah.
Doesn't say a lot, but when she says it, you know, I mean, nobody would know better. She's very successful. But they made a great point. Like, everybody can do things for you. But at the end of the day, it always comes back to, like, the squeaky wheel is the one that we'll pay attention to.
You're the only one who can drive your ship.
So, like, we ended up sending them. You guys have probably seen. We had a video made of a year in review, and
you sent that. Good on you.
I mean, like, I always used to show off about stuff and tell them. I always used to do. It was weird, but it was also like, let's keep them up to date. I got to continue to do that.
Yeah.
Like,
I would never do that, but you did it
because I feel like then they're like, oh right, them. Oh yeah, we should. Oh, you know. So we're gonna do that, and we're gonna be in their faces. And they said that's the way people are gonna think about you, because they were like, this industry is so saturated. There's so many people who need so many things. So the one that's in our face the most is going to get the attention.
And ironically enough, the mom industry is the most saturated, which is crazy.
And honestly,
because it did not exist when we started.
And you know what else is weird? Is like, obviously, I'm on social media. Like, I see all this mom stuff. But like, I don't really, like, our agent's like, our manager's like, so many mom, like, so,
getting pitched every day. And we're like, what?
Like, I didn't even realize that, like, but he's like, you guys are in it, like, a different space because you've been doing it longer, or you've been
also naughty. Differently. Yeah. We're not like, just like, we're not just baking muffins, although I bake a mean muffin.
Yeah, I want, you know what we should do?
What?
Make a big batch of your muffins.
And freeze them.
So you can freeze them. Like, I'm talking hundreds.
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 I make I make them every day after school now.
Okay.
They come home, they get muffins, they love them. I put oatmeal in it, no sugar, just apple. Oh my God.
Okay, I'd like that's you to share.
It's me. On our I'll website, make
you
by soup. The way.
You make me muffins.
Okay, fair.
Yeah, fair.
That's fair.
If we lived together, it would just be easy.
You know, that's why I've upped the recipe, and they still eat them all. Like, I was hoping to save them for the next day, but two pans now go. It's crazy.
And you feel like it's good what's going into their bodies.
I mean, there's chocolate chips in them, but
that's okay.
I think it's nice to come home and there's something baked and like yummy. Like, my thing with them is baking. Like, they all want to help me. We do it together. Yours is cooking. They want to help you, but they measure. I don't know. It's a thing we do.
Yeah. It's nice.
Baby Coco loves it.
Yeah.
My 4-year-old.
Yeah.
But if there's a business lesson in this, I think that our rawness with it was probably what a lot of people feel. And I'm thankful that we'll have that moment to remember, because it had been building up for so long. And I can think back maybe till November where things just didn't feel, maybe even earlier, maybe even August.
It's so crazy because it's like, you cannot leave your business in anybody else's hands. That's not the right way to be. And we have always said that in the past. Like, and the way we grow is we pitch the shit out of shit all the time. We sent emails to people. We sent emails to companies. Like, that's how we got where we are, because we weren't embarrassed.
We also sat around like, why is no one contacting us? What the fuck? We should be contacting. We got lazy.
We took
it for granted.
We took it for granted. And that's a lesson that we never would have told you guys to do. And we just did it.
Yeah, no, it's exactly how we became successful, by not doing that. But and then we did it.
And it's also what excites us is to be in, like, to be like, I love that she's like, if you have an idea for a partner and it's something like we haven't thought about, like, bring it, which made me think of the thing that Mark had showed us.
Yeah.
And he's like, you just bring this idea and they go and make it happen.
Yes.
Or not happen, but they bring their power.
Well, it's not their job to think of ideas for us.
No.
And that's what we learned. And we had an amazing meeting with our lawyer. Like, it was just supposed to be a catch up, but it turned into a meeting. And just, I think that two differences. One, we're open to hearing and we're open to asking questions, which we might not have never done before. Mm-hmm. And we sat in a meeting and said, you know, our bad. We weren't ready to hear you.
Yeah.
And now we're ready to hear you. Yeah. I don't know why, but we couldn't hear you. But we didn't know we couldn't hear you until...
That's so our process, though, right?
Until we were there.
Yeah. If people try to rush our ideas or rush things on us, like, or rush, like, our company, we just reject them until we accept them. And we now are bringing in, a year ago, our agent said, you guys are ready for proper LA managers. And we were like, yeah, this would be exciting. We interview, we love them, yada, yada, this is good. And then we basically told them, you don't get to know anything about our business because we're not ready for you.
But we didn't know that.
No.
We were just looking for all the negatives.
Yep. And we also were like, I think our team can do it without giving you a percent. But it's been a year and now we're finally, and you know what? They're there with open arms. They're positive. They think we're great and they're ready to do it with us, which is, you know, good.
Yeah. And we're ready to do it with them and not what you think we're talking about.
But I also have to say, like, people in LA, I mean, I know people talk about it, but it's like they're such interesting characters. And I think it's because...
It's a culture.
They're very into... They're fine talking about themselves.
Right.
A lot. Like, as if we care.
Right.
Which, of course, we do because we're social scientists.
Right.
But they're okay to sit there for, like, 30 minutes talking about themselves.
Right.
And all of them, it seems like, goes to therapy. So they're all deep within their thoughts.
Right. Oh, my God. Very good observations, Nat.
Like, it's so funny. It's just, and then, but I feel like they all have it. And then they all have kind of dramatic stories. It's like they're all in their own movie.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think crazy things happen to them because I think that the people that come, like the people that live here have quirkinesses about them. They're like artists and like creatives and like.
It's moody. LA's a moody place.
It is. And it's very interesting for Kat and I to say because we are just like, we don't have
basic.
A lot of. Yeah, we're basic.
We're basic. Hey, those are basic girls.
So true. There's
we're basic.
A lot of drama.
Well, it's, there is, but we're just basic. We're like,
and
yeah.
We kind of ignore the drama and we just like go straight. Like, we're like straight. We're like. It's like, there's no cloudiness around us. It's like really, it's sharp.
Yeah.
Like our thoughts are sharp.
We're here to do this.
They're on the surface.
We don't personalize.
We don't overthink.
No.
And then to hear these people, it's just so.
And then everyone pretends they're so, like, they're so, it's such, I like everything. Everyone feels like they're acting. Like you walk into a room and they sit down and they're like, you sit on this side and you sit here and we shouldn't look this way.
It's all a movie
you
set.
Start with this.
And then you say that.
And we're like, and then we're like what?
Oh my God.
And then the all the people walk in and they're like, okay. And God, you're like, who are you? I don't know. Nice to meet you. Sit down.
Oh, you know what needs to change? That whole thing. When three people walk in a room to meeting 4 to 5 people and everyone shakes, nice to meet you, nice to meet you. No, it's so stupid.
It is.
It feels weird.
I'm like, oh, I missed you. Nice to meet you.
God, at the end, Kat and I just took both of our hands and shook one guy's hand because we're like, fuck, this is enough shaking of the hand.
Yeah, we're like, this is 2 for 1.
Why
there
do
you go.
Think that this is normal? I mean,
because no one questions the process. They just go.
It
and
is
you know,
so dumb.
If we had,
nice to meet you, nice to meet
if
you.
We had not listened to our intuition and just let things be, if we had not questioned, because
this ship would have sunk.
We would have sunk.
Mm-hmm.
Our ship wouldn't have sunk. We would have sunk. And that's the same thing. Like, we would have been like, I don't know. It was, and I know that we shook a lot of feathers, and I think I said that, but it really was something that I will never regret because it's the first time we've looked at ourselves critically and not with a scope of, no worries. Like, it'll figure itself out. Critically, we looked at ourselves and we're like, huh. Critically, which we don't like to do. We're not, and there's critical thinking, which is still critical. Mm-hmm. Like, it's still often usually not, like, a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But we fix that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels good.
Well, there's more to be done, but yeah.
Yeah, there's more to
but
be.
But we know what we're doing.
There's more to be done. And listen, it's not the end. This is just for now. Talk to us in, like, 6 months, and we'll be like, oh, that was bad thinking. But it's our prerogative to do it.
It is.
You know?
I do.
I also think that when you get through the shit of what you're feeling and there comes clarity, then opportunities come.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like when you sit there and you question and you wonder and you know something's not right, but you push through, you can't see what the opportunities are.
Mm-mm.
And this could all be bullshit. Like, LA could be bullshit and everything we do. But there's a bigger reason why we're here. And it's not for the reason that we're here. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, or it might be. It might be multiple reasons that we're here.
It's just weird it all came together at this time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, if you believe in the universe, which is such a fucked up conversation, if you believe that the universe pushes you through things and generally wants to keep you in the momentum, when you turn around and you start going against it, that's when conflicts arise. When you turn around and you let it push you, you're like, okay. You have, like, when you're trying to fight the stream,
mm-hmm.
it's bumpy.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get back in the energy of it, and you're like, oh, it feels, it's aligned.
Back in the wake?
Yeah, and I feel like a lot of people are like, what does that feel like? And it's in a feeling of alignment. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a feeling of, like, peace in mm-hmm. a way of, okay, I'm meant to be doing this. And I think a lot of people don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people are like, what the fuck are you talking about right now? I always feel anxious and... I'm always in the rocky water, and we know those people
mm-hmm.
that live in the rocky.
Oh, it's hard.
Well, they're not looking at themselves.
No.
They want to blame everybody else.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
They're blamers, you know?
Yeah.
I have one like that at home.
A blamer and a shamer?
I have one who likes to think that it's everyone, it's not them.
Right.
Because we could have very easily turned and pointed fingers, but we were like, ultimately it's us.
Yeah.
It's not anybody else, it's us.
Yeah.
And I have a little boy at home who's like, sometimes, like, you never, this is this, I'm the worst, like, goes to that place. I'm like, dude, and then he's perfect sometimes. Like, then he's like,
yeah,
Mom.
I think a lot of kids go through that too, right?
Why hope?
Yeah, yeah. Yes,
or
they
I'm
do.
Fucked.
No, they 100%. I'm the worst. You don't even love me. I don't. I'm the one.
Like,
I'm
put
the
your
problem.
Shoes on. You always have no time to do anything tonight. I'm like, it's 3:30. He's like, I have no time in my life.
You always and you never.
You know? Always and you never. And you don't get me. And
I love when I love holding them up to that. When I'm like, always, like every single time. What about this time? Well, most of the time. Well. Not really. Let's define mostly.
Let's break it down. This morning, was it always or was it a little bit of a most?
Oh, gosh. And then some adults will never outgrow that behavior.
They just get worse.
Yeah.
It's really bad.
Yeah, you get stuck in it.
Well, yeah, you get entitled in it because mm-hmm. you think that you can do no wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Or you think that it couldn't possibly be you. But I don't understand that.
You know, I'm thinking this trip is so well-rounded.
Grounded or rounded?
Rounded.
Yeah, I have something else to tell you about that. It's so well-rounded and they're so well-rounded in so evident
mm-hmm.
why we're here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's really, and it's fucking eye-opening.
This week and this trip is going to be beautiful and amazing, and I love how it has so many different elements of our business in it.
Yes. And, you know, here's the crazy thing. I believe, so we hired a new guy. God, we're trying to cut down, but anyways.
But by the way, he's a new guy who's always been in our, like.
He's a character in our life.
Yeah, and he's been with us before, and then he got a different job. But we've always been in touch.
And I should actually, he pitched himself to us and mm-hmm. he said, this is what you're missing.
Mm-hmm.
Are you doing this, this, and this? So he gave free information
mm-hmm.
to get back in the conversation.
Yep.
And we didn't, we were like, what? Yeah. And he was like, this is what I can do for you.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Because he didn't just email us and be like, what do you guys do? Like,
yeah.
He made a job for himself.
He made a job for himself. But, he, you know, he always knew that there was something here. So he always kept in touch.
Yeah, he always kept in touch.
He was always in a little message slipping into our phones. Don't forget about me. Which we didn't, because we always had, even when we parted from him, we always had really, like, always mutual respect.
So we did this video with Jessie Cruikshank, which I think you guys saw on her page. And it's so funny because it's mm-hmm. conversations with people who are willing to go there. And we got so much feedback of people being like, oh my God, I laughed so hard at that video. And so we talked, this guy, Carlos, who's doing what we call SEO and just making sure that basically if you don't have things cleaned up on the back end, it's back end, which is like SEO algorithms, all the boring shit that most people are like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
He was like, you guys, you need longer content. You need on YouTube. And if you want to grow YouTube, which obviously we do, we have a YouTube channel in case you didn't know. And this is where this new series is going to air. So this was, I want to say like Friday
right.
that he said it.
And we trust his opinion so much because he works for a lot of big brands and has proved success.
Yeah, and he knows that. It's a formula. Yeah. Some things are a formula on how to grow, and yep. we've never talked about that. But, you know, we could maybe have him on one day on our business side where you guys mm-hmm. can have the conversation and make him have fun. But he definitely has a formula that works, and there is certain things you can do to grow your platform without just content. Okay. That being said, content has to be the crux of it.
But also what we love about him is when he makes suggestions, it's like you can put it into action tomorrow. You don't have to go buy all this money. You don't have to look at all this research. It's like simply, and he always makes it simple. Just do this. Try this and we'll look how that works.
So he said it and then we jumped into action mm-hmm. literally the next day, came up with a new series that was going to go on YouTube. We pulled everything together. I believe, so we were flying out Tuesday. I believe Monday we got on got on DMs mm-hmm. with this idea.
Mm-hmm.
And we started DMing the shit out of people. And lo and behold, we pulled together five interviews.
No one said no.
No one said no. We are in a hotel room. So we get to LA and we have nowhere to do these interviews, okay? So we get to LA and we're like, shit, we have nowhere to do these interviews.
By the way, I thought this was perfect.
Yeah, and it was
so comfortable.
It was really perfect. Mm-hmm. But our original room is tiny and our beds are in it and we're having people coming in and we're like, oh my God, like how is this going to work? So then we call down and we're like, we need a room. How much is that?
They're
like,
$500 an hour.
We're like, well, that's not going to fucking work. This is Monday. No, this is Tuesday. We have people coming Wednesday. Okay, so Tuesday. So then we go down to the desk, and this guy's there, and we start being like, you know, the cat and hat, which are kind of funny people. When we start, we're in a mood, and we're like,
so he was a character.
Oh, like, what else can you do for us? And then he's like, well, maybe we can do this,
yes.
Or maybe we could try this. Yeah. And he found solutions to our problem.
He was a huge problem solver.
And then we're like, well, we need to go see these rooms. And he's like, okay. And he's like, well, it's quite much more money.
Quite a lot more money.
And we're like, well, we can't afford a lot more money. And he's like, well, maybe I can do this for you.
Uh-huh.
And we're like, well, okay.
Yeah.
So then he takes us to a room that has a separate living area from the bedrooms. So we're like, done.
Done.
Now we have the room.
But the thing is that we could have searched for something different. We could have searched for something
studio.
Cheaper,
but well,
Or we could have maybe done Airbnb. But it's like we needed to know in our mind that we had a solid place that was easy to get to, that our guests would feel comfortable arriving at, and this was just perfect, and it's done.
It's done. So then we're like, okay, lighting. So then we take off all the, so we get in and it's too dark. So then I'm like, take off all the lampshades, screw them off and take off the light.
Yeah.
Our stand is an ironing board with a champagne bottle, a champagne cooler.
Upside down.
Upside down. Our
team puts together a bar that looks like we actually know what we're doing. Like we our guests are welcome with snacks and bar.
Chocolate and bar. You know what? Now, no crudité for you. You're just going to get chocolate. But hey, chocolate.
That's how we roll.
That's how we roll.
Alcohol and chocolate.
And we pulled it together without, there was no problem. We're like, there was no option not to figure it out because we had booked all these guests who are like AAA internet celebrities.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and some of them more. TV. So we're like, oh, fuck. We have to, like...
And proper business people who have proper offices and private planes.
And gajillionaires. So we have booked all these people, and we don't know what the fuck we're doing, but guess who figured it out? There was not gonna not be a solution.
Nope.
So we solutioned it.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are.
And it's perfect.
And it's perfect.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
And it worked out, but I guess the point is some people would get in that moment and find, oh my God, we don't have this. How is this going to work? Every problem there is, there was not going to be a problem because we had no other solution. So make this solution work. Mm-hmm. Don't find more problems. You know what I say to my kids.
Yeah.
And actually any person on our team. Don't bring me a problem. If you have a problem, bring a solution to me with your problem.
Yeah.
I'll help you problem solve.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no problem that's not solvable.
Nope.
Unless you want to leave. Then that's solvable. Leave.
Yeah. Bye.
You know what I mean? Like,
later, Hosen.
Yeah, like, and then we'll figure it out. Unfortunately, everybody's replaceable. And that's a very shitty thing to say because their personalities aren't in our hearts, but their job is replaceable. Mm-hmm. And that's a hard pill to swallow for a lot of people when you feel like...
Side note, our children are not replaceable. So when they come with a problem and they want to walk, they're not allowed.
Hey, Mom, I'm walking. Okay, fine. I've got one really good problem solver. Like, yes. Off the chart, tricky. Did I ever tell them what she did about her test?
Tell them. I'm going to fill up our coffee.
So, I have one who really thinks outside the box, okay? She's, like, actually admirable. And they asked me what I admire about her. And I told them that this, she never, if you want to find something, if you need something, if there's a problem, she will fix it. She's like MC Hammer. Is it MC Hammer? You shouldn't have a problem. Oh,
yeah, I'll solve it. Pick up the mic. I don't know. But you.
Ice baby. So she's, like, just... remarkably capable.
Do you know that she gets that from you? You realize that, right?
I never really thought of it.
A cat?
What?
If we have any problem, you solve it.
But don't we solve it together?
Of course we do.
You're like me then.
Okay.
I guess I'm just more manually capable. Like, I execute differently than you. You support my execution. Yes. You're never like, oh my God, there's a problem. We're like...
the opposite of an alarmist.
You're the
helpful in a problem.
Right. You just are like, girl, we got it. I'm like, all right, let's do it. And then we thank you. And then we solve it. But
she's lucky that she got that at such a young age and actually is able to put her brain into action.
It's a bit sneaky, to be honest with you.
Yes, I love it.
And why she not? Gets exactly what she wants at all times. I don't know if it's the power of manipulation or the power of suggestion, because I think part of you has to be so fucking determined. I don't just think you can wish for things. I think you have to actually, in your core, believe that you're worthy of it and that you deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
I really do.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that when people who listen to motivational speakers and they say over and over again, you are this, you are this, you are not that unless you believe it.
And it's so hard because some people are like, but I have, you know, I've made a vision board. I think about it all the time. I'm trying to clear my mind, but it just doesn't work for me.
Because there's something deep in them that they question themselves.
But it's so hard for them because they're trying to change the questioning.
You have to feel you're worth it.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
But it's hard to make somebody feel that they're, like, I just feel like I've had so many conversations over, you know, personal friends and everything, like, but how come I can't just make it, you know?
Because they're not starting with their worth.
I know, but how could I change my feelings of my worth? I'm trying so hard.
You can't try.
I know.
You have to do.
I know.
Like, if you're thinking that you want to, you just, I remember when I was a social worker and we had kids that would come in and it was like, you know, they didn't have families. They shitty fucking circumstances. That's not fair, right? Shitty circumstances where things are against them, racism, poverty, like just things that like systemic issues that were huge. At the end of the day, they still had to follow the rules, even though the shitty hand was dealt to
them. And the same rules that the privileged people were following.
Where the parents could maneuver them and get them out of situations and, you know, had supports and take them into all the things, okay? And I remember sitting there and they would be like, I'm trying. I'm like, okay, here's the thing. This is fucking life right now and you're young and you have to start this. And I would say, let's just say that you were told you were going to be given $1 million. If you showed up at 8 a.m. every single day, you were going to get $1 million. You would show up if there was a snowstorm, if there was, no matter what, you would show up.
Mm-hmm.
So the power of your choices, you don't prioritize it because you either don't think that you belong there, you deserve there, or you need to be there, but you need to change that fucking attitude because that is what you need. And there's no try. Literally, I'm like, there's no try. You either do it or you don't. And if you're trying, you're going to fail because trying only leaves room for you to fucking not do it.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone's like, I'm trying to get in shape, you either are or you're not.
Yeah.
I am trying to think, you're not. You either are or you're not. And I think that trying gives so much room for people to make excuses. And I wish that people would just take that out of their vocabulary and be like, I'm going to fucking do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Not I'm trying to think I'm worth it.
Yeah.
I'm trying so hard. Just do it.
Mm-hmm.
So fucking brutal. I know that's such a harsh piece of advice.
Mm-hmm.
But when my kids bring me that attitude, you know what I said to Max recently? Because they're all about being the best players right now, as 8-year-old boys do.
Okay.
I'm like, I don't give a fuck if you're the best player. But you better be the hardest working player on that ice, because that will take you farther in life than how many goals you can score.
Are they really trying? I don't feel like on my son's team that and there could be some kids that are like that, but I never feel like I'm like they're trying to be the best on the team.
Okay. So just different teams.
Yes.
Different teams where unfortunately we're breeding unrealistic expectations of what's best, and he can't reach them because he's an 8-year-old boy who doesn't play hockey 24/7 and he's not a professional athlete.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm just like, I don't get that out of your head. Yeah. Immediately take that. I don't give a fuck. Cause you're never going to be Wayne Gretzky.
Why did he say I'm not the best?
Yeah. All the time. Oh. So he doesn't live up to his own expectations. I'm like, let it go. Is he the best in school? No. Is he the hardest working kid in the class? Yes. Does his teacher say that? Yes. Does he have challenges that other kids don't? Yes. Will he ever be an A+ student naturally? No. Will he have to work his ass off to be that? Yes. But if you show up and you're the hardest working player, people are going to remember that over how many goals you score.
100%.
That kid
And being a great team player is what makes you a captain.
And that's what he is. Uh-huh. He's a great team player, but that's not a team.
Nope.
So he's confused by it.
That is a hard place to be.
But my point is...
Confusing.
If you take out trying, if you take out this whole thing of being the best, because I think so many people compare themselves to other people in their world, in their life, and they're like, but they're better than me. Mm-mm. They do more than me. They're more successful than me. Fuck it.
Yeah, and it sounds cheesy, but you just got to be the best you, you know? Got to be the best you, because that's all you can be. You can't be the best him or her. You got to be the best you.
Yeah. It's not cheesy, and because people can't do it.
I know.
You say it's cheesy. It's not fucking cheesy because people struggle and they struggle. Mm-hmm. And they look and they compare and they're constantly looking outwards and not inwards. They're like, what's that person doing? Oh, that's a trend. Let's do this.
That's a really hard part of life that people suffer from, just being a wannabe somebody else. Mm. Because sometimes they just, what they admire in that other person is their ability to be themselves.
Totally.
It's so hard. I just feel so much compassion for people who like are wanting to be themselves but cannot find
it. But if you're always chasing someone else, you can never chase yourself. If you're always chasing who's better, if you're always chasing who you are, you're not who you are.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Stop chasing that person because you are that person.
I know.
Like, literally, I think the biggest problem is people are like, I want to be, I should be, why aren't
I? And you see a lot of grown men and women who are like this. And you're like, God, like, I guess they'll never outgrow it. Or maybe when they become like, maybe when they're like 70, they'll be like, finally, fuck it. Like, I tried all my life to be like her. I'm never going to be like her. Now I'm just going to be myself.
But even pretend you tried to be that person, you're never going to be that person unless you eat them and then become them.
You know,
like,
what?
Unless you,
you know, I don't like that. Yeah. Unless you devour them.
Unless you eat.
And take their powers.
Unless you jump somehow, take your body into their body, and then you're them. Great. Is that what you want? You want to take your soul and put it in their body to become them. But then you're not even you, you're them. That's fucking weird.
And you know, they make movies about that, how like one person becomes the person they admire, yeah, but then they end up seeing all the flaws in that world too.
But you're still chasing, you're still yourself.
Yeah.
Even if you change everything about it, you're still
and,
you,
and,
babe.
And FYI, what you also need to do is never hold somebody up so high, because the grass is always greener. And I guarantee that person that looks like they're so confident, they having their own challenges too.
Oh my God.
Everybody does.
It's called life.
Oh,
no one, if you mean, I mean, maybe Mother Teresa.
We don't even know her.
Is she alive?
I don't even know who she is.
Maybe Oprah. Maybe Oprah is pretty solid in herself. Although I feel like she's having a bit of a crisis online. Right now.
Well, and she's also like, you know, I think she'd never call herself too, like, you know.
She's so solid in herself, though.
Yes, she is solid in herself, but, you know, she's always struggling with this fucking weight thing.
Do you know what Gail said, which was so crazy?
What?
I saw her speech on her birthday party that Oprah threw for her.
Mm-hmm.
She's like 65, Gail, now.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, the thing that surprises me the most is I don't feel 65. Like, I don't feel like an adult still. And I was like, oh, my God. Oh, shit.
No, we're never becoming grown-ups.
That's really crazy, though, that that doesn't happen. Like, that you just don't grow up.
Some people.
Yeah, Gail just is like, I feel like
right.
I am, like, I have grown kids, but I feel like I'm them. Like, I could, and yeah. I'm like, it's beautiful, but fucking scary, too, yeah. Because...
Well, I mean, do you think there are some people who feel like when they get a certain age, like they feel like a grown up? Because I see people that look and act like grown ups. They feel like grown ups, don't they?
I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know. I don't know what a grown up is. I don't know. I like, sometimes I live my life and I look around.
I think my mom feels like a grown up.
We should ask her.
Yeah, I think, I think she does. I think she accepts her age as it goes.
Like, so you act accordingly to that age.
Yeah.
I don't think my mom feels like a grown-up.
No, I don't think so either. It's pretty awesome. I love it.
Because
she allows herself to do things that younger people would do and not give a fuck what people think.
Yeah, totally. My mom was like...
And I think that's what happens to a lot of grown-ups is they start worrying, like, how I'm going to be seen. I'm a grown adult. I'm supposed to be acting this certain way. And then that ages them, I think.
My mom's YOLO.
Yeah.
My mom once told me when she was younger that she thinks she had reverse, like, body dysmorphia.
Okay,
like,
okay, what?
Yeah.
Okay, tell me more. This
like,
is good.
Because everyone was like, I'm not skinny, I'm not thin. Because back in the day, people used to always try to lose weight, right?
Okay.
Like, that was their thing. And she was like, I'm great. She thought that she was perfect.
Yeah.
Like, the opposite of opposite of anorexia.
Uh-huh.
Like, eats all the wine and cheat, like, never is like, I shouldn't eat that.
Uh-huh.
Like, I want more of that. You know what I mean? Like, she's the opposite of what body conscious people are. And yeah, it's interesting.
I like that. I mean, fuck, I wish we all had that. I had it for a lot longer than my peers. For so long.
Do you have it now?
Well, now I'm... it's not about comparing and I want to be skinny, for sure. But I definitely am not like... I'm definitely like, I would like to lose some weight to be more comfortable. But I guess that's because I put on more than my body is comfortable with. But like back in the day when people were like, yeah.
But you don't feel like you need to lose weight. You feel like you want to lose weight.
Yeah. But I know, but for so many years, like growing, like in high school is when girls were getting insecure. It never crossed my mind.
And you know it's because most parents are insecure about their daughter's weight.
I guess.
Yes, it is. It's because parents, their value, a lot of parents in the area of where there's money and where there's like, where there's privilege.
They don't want a chubby kid.
Yeah.
Because that reflects on them?
Yeah.
That what people think that they're not feeding their kids right?
No, that it's just, it is a status. It's a status. Unfortunately, the old school way of thinking, your body is a status symbol of, like, of a being hot, being attractive, being, it is a status. And if your kid, if you think of the moms we know who just work out and it's their goal in life to maintain the way they look.
Okay. Yeah.
There's a lot of them.
I know.
That's their whole mission.
Yeah.
To maintain a look, to maintain attractive.
How do they care that much?
Because they've been taught.
Okay.
And then if you are, that's all you think about, and then you see your child who isn't that, it's really hard, I think, for women still who aren't in the area that we're in to because they're not on social media, understanding that that's not what we want anymore for people. It's really fucking, it's fucked up.
And it's also because the moms grew up in that world of wanting to be like fit, thin, hot, and then their daughters are watching them.
Yes, and it's all they do.
Mm-hmm.
It's what they don't eat. I can't eat that. I mean, I remember sitting, having kids tell me they couldn't have carbs for breakfast.
Like, where?
It was one of my daughter's friends.
God damn it.
Like, she couldn't have a bagel. Because there were too many carbs in a bagel. But I could have, like, fruit. Like, I also remember when someone couldn't come over because I was serving hot dogs. Organic hot dogs. But they weren't allowed to eat that.
Yeah,
only on weekends.
Because at any emphasis on food can fuck up. Whether it's, like, in any angle, it can fuck up a person.
I thankfully don't have a lot of qualms about my body.
Mm-hmm.
And not, like, I shouldn't.
Mm-mm.
But I don't. I actually think we look better. I actually appreciate us more now than when we were constantly trying to be skinny. Mm. Like there was a time when we constantly tried to work out.
Yes, but that working out was a
release.
I think it was less about wanting to be skinny and more about like putting our kid in daycare for an hour.
We had fun,
and then watching a body transformation of getting stronger, which was like. Had never happened to me before. I wasn't like, oh, I want to be so scared. But it was like, whoa, like I never knew my body could do this.
It can.
It was interesting. It doesn't want to do it again.
You loved it.
Yeah, I was obsessed.
I bet if we did it more, you would get back.
Yeah, it's an addiction. Like, yes,
it's not an addiction.
It's a healthy addiction. I don't have mental space for it. So maybe later.
I think like spring will come.
Yeah.
Like in Florida, we're motivated.
Mm.
Like you want to move. Mm. You want to like.
Mm.
We need to move.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, I think it's very interesting, and I don't want to see where our daughters pan out. Like I hope that they don't get sucked into the culture of like Olivia's already like my hair's not long enough, well, and like I hate my hair.
My daughter's friends go on diets.
No.
Yes, Kat.
No,
I mean, I don't know if they currently are. But two of them, she has told me that was last year.
That's from their parents.
Oh, for sure.
That's from their parents.
For sure.
That's not normal.
No.
Yeah.
And they're like, they'll just try and not eat anything today. I'm like, Taylor tells me what she tells them about how none of this is important. And, you know, because she's always like, this is inappropriate.
This is not an appropriate conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it scares the shit out of me. And although my daughter will try to make comments, I'm like, come on. Like, you know, because if a kid says fat, you're like, oh my God.
Yeah,
freak out. And I'm like, oh, shut up.
Yeah,
you know, I try not to be like, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
You know?
Because then they know that they'll get that attention because if you are sensitive to like those kind of things, they're like, oh, that gets her attention.
You know, I think I have one piece of advice for people with kids. If you want to instill like body, if you want to instill positive self-worth in them, I often tell my kids the way you're talking to yourself right now is actually you're being a bully to yourself when they're young because a bully is a really bad word and they take that seriously.
Yeah.
So if you can start positive self-talk at an early age, which means like letting them know that their body reacts to positivity and when they think and what they say, I think you can teach it.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can instill it at a young age.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you can be like, you know, don't talk negatively about yourself because why would you hurt yourself? You're hurting yourself so much.
Yeah. Well, would you say that? Would you ever say that to someone else?
And I'm going to tell you one crazy story. And I told Nat, there was this Facebook story that recently went around. It was a video of a mom whose daughter had an accident. I don't know the full stories. I'm sure you guys know what I'm talking about. And she had a brain injury and she went brain dead. And the swelling was there, but they were trying to bring the swelling down, but they weren't sure what was happening. And her brain would spike and the mom would be like, okay, her mom would go in and touch her and hold her and talk to her and her swelling would go back down in her brain.
Crazy.
And there was one moment where it spiked off the chart and then all night, it would go up and down and she would talk to her daughter and hold her close. And the doctors came in the next morning and they're like, you know, at 9 p.m. last night, we believe that she went brain dead and she was no longer here with you
right.
anymore. And then the mom's like, but her signs
the
of her vitals were going up and down. When I would talk to her, it would go instantly and calm down. And they said, which is fucking crazy, The core of her DNA and the core of her cells were reacting to your cells. So your cells were reacting to each other because your bodies knew each other so well that medically and scientifically, her body was still responding to your body and the touch and the sound, even though she was no longer there.
Crazy. So crazy.
That is crazy, but the power of
a mother over a daughter or her child.
And the energy that you say to yourself and the energy. So if you can have that impact over someone, imagine the impact you can have over yourself and the way you like feel and project what you're thinking, which is pretty fucked up.
Yep.
You know? So if you can start that young, I think that that's a huge, and don't beat yourself up.
No.
Don't say you're not worth it.
No.
Don't complain about yourself.
No.
And don't go DEFCON 5.
Pardon?
Yeah, DEFCON 5.
What's that?
When people are like, it's raining, fucking a tornado's coming.
Yeah.
Oh my God, a tornado.
Yeah.
A tornado is, you know what? Our, the birthday party's off. On Saturday, there's a thing. We have an outdoor wedding. We're screwed. What are we, like, don't.
Your kids don't benefit from you being an alarmist.
Don't Chicken Little.
Don't Chicken Little.
Because then the problem gets solved and you're like, oh, that was dumb.
What a waste of energy and stress and gray hair.
Do you have to say something?
No.
Okay. Well, guys, leave us. Okay, this is what we're supposed to do. So let's do this. Leave us a review at the bottom.
Yeah.
Give us 5 stars. And if you don't
feel like giving 1 star, then get off right now.
Give us a, this is what everyone did.
Yeah.
And then go follow us. Come find us on Instagram and leave us a comment over there. That's just them telling you to go follow them in other places, just so you know, but we're supposed to say it. And then while you're at it, go to YouTube and Facebook and TikTok. Wow. Do you have any more time in the day? Because I'm sure you got other things to do. But keep on going.
Go to catnet.ca and find out what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
Subscribe,
go buy your tickets. Oh, come see us on tour in Anaheim and Atlantic City. And then go fuck yourself if you have any other time.
Tickets are currently on sale in Anaheim for May 2nd. We are going to be doing an epic show. So go to catnet.ca for your tickets.
There you go.
Thank you.
Yeah. And then if you still have time, go fuck yourself.
Mm.
Someone said they miss when we say that.
Oh, yeah. Go fuck yourself.
Bye.